Hello and welcome to Fullcast Stadium. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're still 8 minutes away from game time, and I'd like to just go over a few statistics with you. Of course, yesterday, the Chibolote Marines clinched interleague play, defeating the Yakult Swallows by a score of 5-1. The Yokohama Bay Stars, also yesterday, played these very same Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles, yesterday at Yokohama Stadium, today up at Fullcast Miyagi Stadium. The score was 4-3 in Yokohama's favor yesterday evening. They'll be going against each other in a slight rain. What is it? Kumo. It's almost like a cloud hanging over, the rain is. For interleague play, there was a homepage questionnaire done by Japanese Professional Baseball. And they asked four different questions. Question number one was interleague play interesting? 88% said yes, 6% said no, and another 6% had no opinion on the matter. So, overall, I would say that interleague play has been a very big success. Overwhelming majority of people really enjoyed it, and myself included. How about the number of games? Was the number of games good? Too many? Too few? 59% said it was just right. 27% said it was too many. 8% said too few. And 6% had no opinion on the matter. When somebody reported earlier today on the website that they were thinking of not having quite as many games next year, it's this question, or in response to this question, that they're thinking of it. What about having the interleague play concentrated over one period of time? 61% said they'd like it divided up, kind of like a first half, second half interleague play, and I agree with that. I think that it would have been nice to have each team played with one series toward the beginning, maybe leading up to the All-Star game, and then have another period toward the end of the season, not exactly the end of the season, but just toward the end of the season, perhaps just one card before, or one round of cards before going with the final set against one's own league. That was 61% said it should be divided. 28% said that it was good as it is, all at one time. And 11% commented that they didn't have an opinion, one way or the other. The fourth question was, what ball club do you like? Out of 1,164 respondents, this was Nikon Sports questionnaire, homepage questionnaire. 24% said they're Hanshin fans compared to 14% Giants fans. Now, everything that we've known up until this point, well, my website excluded, says that the Giants have the largest number of fans. However, when it comes to the number of fans who answered this particular questionnaire, the overwhelming majority, similar to JapaneseBaseball.com, have been Hanshin fans. So Hanshin fans 24%, Giants fans 14%, Lotte fans 13% in third place. SoftBank fans 12%. And then it drops down to Chunichi 7%. Yakult, Yokohama, Nippon Ham, and Hiroshima all 5%. Dakuten and Seibu 4%. Now you see, Seibu won the Japan Series last year, yet they have a great deal of problem getting fans. So 4% for Seibu and 2% for Oryx. I don't think we have had nearly enough fans vote for their favorite team here on JapaneseBaseball.com. So we still don't have any Oryx fans. We need about another, 600 people to vote to get one. At least if our percentages are anything like those who read Nikon Sports. We're just a couple minutes from game time now. For the Bay Stars, Ishii will be leading off and playing shortstop. Koike in left field, batting second. Right field will be Kinjo, batting third. First baseman Saeki bats fourth. And that's all I managed to get so far. Former Yakult Swallow, Hodges, will be on the mound for the Tohoku Dakuten Golden Eagles. Trey Hodges, that is. In interleague play, he's appeared 5 times. 1 win, 3 losses, no saves, 31 and a third innings. So Hodges finishes with his warm-up pitches. Over the last 5 games, he's 1-1 and lost 3 with 1-0 decision. Ishii Takuro, the first batter for Yokohama. The only other game today, a makeup game between Seibu and Yakult at Jingu Stadium. Seibu annihilated the Yakult Swallows 11-1 in that game. 17 hits for Seibu. The first pitch to Ishii is called strike one on the outside part of the plate. And this game is now underway. Second offering misses outside, ball one. 1-1 now the count to Ishii Takuro. Hodges winds up, throws the next pitch, is lifted up high, back behind second base. Just on the outfield grass is the second baseman who makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up Koike, playing left field today. He squares the bunt, takes the ball outside for ball one. Light rain coming down here at Miyagi Stadium. Next pitch, over the middle of the plate at the knees, called strike one. The third offering misses low and away, ball two. That brings the count to one strike, 2 balls. And the fourth pitch, Koike squares the bunt, bunts the bunt up the third base line. Third baseman is letting it roll. And it eventually goes foul. Koike would have had first base on that one had Tracy not let it go foul. The next pitch, swung on, grounded to the left side. Shortstop comes over, has the ball, throws to first. One bound scooped up by first baseman Yoshioka. And we have two down. That'll bring up right fielder Kinjo. Kinjo was the leading batter his rookie year. 1999, I think that was. He's batting .331 right now. Three home runs, 40 RBIs. After that rookie season, he really struggled at the plate. He is swinging at the first pitch, grounding it to the right of second base, but it's the shortstop who actually makes the play, throws to first, in time for the out, and the side is retired in order. So, after half an inning, the Yokohama Bay Stars have no score. Welcome back to Miyagi Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. On the mound for the Yokohama Bay Stars is Yoshimi. He's 2-0 in three appearances this year with a 3.47 ERA. He'll be facing Isobe, Okihara, and Tracy as the first three batters in the Rakuten lineup. Isobe, left-handed hitter, with the light mist coming down here at Miyagi Fullcast Stadium. And the first pitch by Yoshimi is called strike one, right down the middle. Yoshimi comes set, and the pitch in the dirt, blocked by catcher Aikawa. Yoshimi looks in, pitching from the stretch, despite being the starting pitcher with nobody on. And the next pitch is high and tight. Isobe ducks out of that one. Next pitch misses outside. Ball three. One strike, three balls, now the count. And the next pitch inside and high. Ball four. So the leadoff runner is on for the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles. Walking off the first batter is never a good sign for a pitcher. That'll bring up shortstop Okihara. Okihara's batting 250, 7 for 28 in limited game time this year. No home runs, one RBI. Yoshimi set, and the first pitch to Okihara misses high and away, ball one. Tracy swinging the bat in the on-deck circle. The throw over to first. Andy Sobe is back standing up. He really wasn't very far off the bag. Yoshimi comes set again. Throws over to first. Isobe back standing up. Only takes about two steps to get back to first. Two tiny steps. The next pitch misses up and away, ball two. Yoshimi having a hard time throwing strikes tonight. In the mist of Miyagi. Yoshimi comes set again. No strike, two ball pitch. Called strike one on the inside part of the plate. Catcher Aikawa dropped the ball after catching it, but it was a good pitch. Yoshimi, left-handed pitcher, facing a right-hand batter now. Comes to the plate, and the ball is swung on and hit deep to right field. Coming over toward the stands is the right fielder, but he watches the ball go into the right field stands. Foul. That evens the count at 2-2 to Okihara. A very fine mist still coming down. And the next offering in the dirt. Ball three. That brings the count full to Okihara. Yoshimi having walked Isobe to lead off the bottom of the first inning. And the full count pitch. Swung on and hit to center field. One bound to the center fielder. Center fielder has the ball. Throws back to second. And we have runners at first and third with nobody out. The one bound to the center fielder, Tamura. Got Tamura in the gut. He dropped the ball, allowing the runner to move to third base. Good that he kept the ball in front of him, but had he fielded it cleanly, he could have prevented the runner from going on to third. So, Okihara, a single to center. And that'll bring up number three batting, Tracy. Nocton's third baseman. Yamasaki is on deck. Designated hitter batting fourth. And the first pitch to Tracy swung on and missed. Strike one. Pitch low and away. Maybe a little over the outside corner. Yoshimi comes set. And the second pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Left-hand batter facing left-handed pitcher. Tracy is batting 150, only 3 for 20, with runners in scoring position. On the season, he's batting a little better, 261, 23 for 88. Runners at the corners. Nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. Ducton looking to strike first. Next pitch misses up and away. Ball one. Predictable waste pitch. Yoshimi comes set. And the next offering misses in the dirt. Ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. So, Yoshimi got ahead of the count really quick. Two strikes, no balls. But then throws two waste pitches away to even the count at 2-2. With runners at the corners and nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. The Bay Stars went down in order in the top half of the inning. Throw over to first. Okihata's back standing up. Yoshimi comes set. And the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and lifted high to the infield. Ishii is calling for it in shallow left. Makes the catch. Throws the ball back to second base. Nobody's going anywhere on that one. Ishii caught the ball just left of the second base bag and on the grass in shallow left field. So that's the first out of the inning. Next up is designated hitter Yamasaki. Former Chunichi Dragon and Kintetsu Buffalo. Batting 259 on the season with 10 home runs and 22 RBIs. Yamasaki, a former home run king. First pitch misses up and away for ball one. Yamasaki, a right-handed batter. And the next pitch misses up high, ball two. No strikes, two balls to count to Yamasaki. First baseman Yoshioka is on deck. The 0-2 pitch misses outside, ball three. No strikes, three balls the count. Runners at the corners. And the no strike three ball pitch swung on and fouled off to the right side. That ball will go out of play. So Yamasaki had the green light on no strikes three balls. I think that this pretty much proves the comment that Ku made that nobody swings on no three. Moot. The next pitch misses up high, ball four. The second base on balls given up by Yoshimi this inning. That moves Okihata to second base, loading the bases with one out here in the bottom of the first. Aikawa goes out to have a short word with Yoshimi as he rubs up the ball. Here in a light mist at Miyagi Full Cast Stadium. Yoshioka up to bat next, batting 246 on the season. Eagles first baseman. The Bay Stars are 5-0 so far against Ducton in interleague play. Yoshimi steps off the mound. The first pitch to Yoshioka misses up high, ball one. Yoshimi having a really hard time throwing strikes so far this game. Looks in for his sign, has it, comes set. And the next pitch swung on and lifted back and out of play behind the backstop. Aikawa just stood and watched it go. The 1-1 pitch misses low for ball two. Yoshimi having a hard time throwing strikes. Yoshimi looks in for his sign. Has it and comes set. And the next pitch swung on and poked to right field. This ball is in. One bound to the right fielder. Right fielder Shinjo drops the ball. Throws the ball in. Two runs are in. Kinjo in right field bobbled the ball after fielding it on a bound. Yoshioka has a two-run single to right. Yamasaki moves all the way over to third base. So, the Tohoku Ducton Golden Eagles strike first. Sorry. Yamasaki did not go to third on the play. He held it second. Did Yamasaki think it was going to be caught? The first pitch to number six batter, Takano, misses outside for ball one. That was a miss by Yamasaki, I think. He should have been at third base on that bobbled ball. Next pitch misses up over the outside part of the plate. Ball two. Yoshimi still has a poker face on. Doesn't look like all these balls are phasing him at all. Has his sign. And the 0-2 pitch. Called strike one down the middle. Yoshimi comes set again. And the pitch swung on and fouled back and out of play. That evens the count at 2-2. Takano at the plate. Sixth batter this inning for the Tohoku Ducton Golden Eagles. And the 2-2 pitch swung on and lifted to the right side. Kinjo comes over, but this ball goes into the stands, or just misses the stands. But it is a foul ball. Count remains 2-2 to Takano. Still only one out. Runners at first and second. Two runs in for Docton so far this inning. And the next pitch is swung on and lifted deep to left center. Left fielder coming over. Center fielder coming in. Makes the catch. Yamasaki touches up at second, but holds wisely. So Takano flies out to center field for the second out of the inning. That'll bring up Sakai, knocked in second baseman. The first pitch to Sakai just misses outside, ball one. With all the balls that Yoshimi has thrown so far, it's going to be hard to get anything close called in his favor. The next pitch is swung on and lifted foul and out of play to the right side. That evens the count at 1-1. Sakai the batter. Docton has two runs in here in the bottom of the first inning. Runners at first and second, two down. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Strike two. Yoshimi takes too long. Sakai calls time. Now he's back in there. Yoshimi comes set. And the next pitch swung on and pulled to the left side. Left fielder going back on the run. The ball is over his head. One bounds to the fence. Yamasaki scores from second. And Yoshioka all the way from first base also scores on the base hit to the wall in the left center gap. Two-run double for Sakai. Puts Docton up by a score of 4-0. That'll bring up former Yakult Swallow Iida. It seems to me that Iida really wanted to stay with Yakult last year, but they were trying to force him into retirement. I don't know for sure if that's how it worked out, but that was the impression I had when he came over to the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles. And Yoshimi has had it. He's only retired two batters here in the top of, or in the bottom of the first inning. And coming in to pitch is Takeharu Kato. So, Yoshimi has only faced seven betters. Giving up 3 hits, 2 walks, and 4 runs so far. Kato has appeared in 10 games so far. Or 14 games so far. He's batted in 10. He's thrown a total of 36 and one-third innings, giving up 41 hits, 5 home runs. He's walked 8 while striking out 36. With a 5.20 ERA. And Ida steps up to the plate. With a runner at second base, 2 down here in the bottom of the first inning. 4 runs are already in for the Toho Kadokten Golden Eagles. The first pitch by Kato is swung on and grounded to the third base side. Into the third base coach's box for a foul ball. Kato comes set. The second offering, called strike 2, up in the strike zone, right over the middle of the plate. Yoshioka singled with the bases loaded, scoring 2. Then Sakai doubled with runners at first and second, scoring another 2. Next pitch, Ida reaches out and misses. Strike 3 on 3 pitches. That retires a side for the Toho Kadokten Golden Eagles in the first, but not before they strike first with 4 runs on 3 hits and a pair of walks. They strand 1. So, after the end of 1 inning of play, the home team Toho Kadokten Golden Eagles lead this one by a score of 4-0. Welcome back to Miyagi Full Cast Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Bay Stars will be sending up numbers 4, 5, and 6, Saiki, Tamura, and Taneda. And the first pitch by Hodges to Saiki is called strike one on the outside part of the plate. Pitch number two misses high and in for ball one. The next offering swung on and driven to right field. One bounds the right fielder. Saiki leads off the second inning with a base hit to right. Yokohama's first hit of this game. That'll bring up Tamura. Tamura batting 344, 21 home runs, 53 RBIs on the season. First pitch, called strike one on the inside part of the plate. Tamura leads the Central League in home runs with 21. Giants Kokubo is in second with 19. Kanemoto in third with 17. Next pitch, swung on and grounded through the left side into left field for a base hit. So the Bay Stars get back-to-back base hits here in the top of the second inning. This is just what the Bay Stars need to get something going. Trailing this one 4-0 here in the top of the second. That'll bring up Taneda. Bay Stars second baseman. Batting 305 in the season for the season. 333 over the last five games. First pitch to Taneda, misses way up and away. Ball one. And the next pitch, swung on and hit back up the middle, threw into center field for a base hit. Saiki holds at third base as the center fielder comes up with the ball. And the Bay Stars have the bases loaded with nobody out here in the top of the second. That'll bring up designated hitter Suzuki-kun. While the pitching coach for Rakuten, Ono-san, comes out and has a short word with Tracy. No, with Hodges. Hodges agrees with everything he says, or the interpreter says. And Ono pitching coach heads back to the dugout. For Rakuten, the dugout is on the third base side. This is the only stadium in Japan where the home team is on the third base side. Suzuki-kun this season really struggling, 4-47 for a 147 batting average. The first offering called strike one on the outside corner. Suzuki-kun hasn't been very healthy the past couple of seasons. The next offering, inside but swung on a miss, strike two. Hodges looks in for his sign. Comes set. Yokohama has bases loaded here. Next pitch misses just outside. all won. Hodges trying to work the corners like any Japanese pitcher. Hodges looks in again. And the next pitch misses up high. Ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. Hodges looks in for his sign again. Has it. Comes set. And the pitch misses inside. Suzuki-kun backing out of that one. That brings the count full. Two strikes, three balls to count on Suzuki. Hodges looks in, and the pitch swung on and fouled off to the right side, past the right field dugout. Count remains full. Two strikes, three balls. If you have any questions or comments during the game, I invite you to call me up with Skype. My handle is ProYakuLive, no spaces in there. Next pitch, swung on and grounded to the right side. First baseman has the ball, he looks to second, concedes the run, takes the ball to the bag himself for out number one. So Suzuki-kun drives in a run, grounding out to the first baseman. Ducton was playing back all the way there. So runners all advance, one base. Bay Stars score their first run, now trail this one 1-4. Runners now at second and third. And catcher Aikawa comes to the plate, batting .245 on the season with 3 home runs and 20 RBIs. He takes first pitch way inside, backing out of the way of that one. Over the last 5 games, Aikawa's only 3-for-17, 176 average. The next pitch swung on and grounded to the right side. Hodges has the ball, looks at home, but the runner is not coming. Throws to first and gets Aikawa by a couple of steps. Two down. Runners do not advance on the ground out to the pitcher. That'll bring up third baseman Murata, batting in the number 9 slot. Murata batting .252 with 11 home runs and 35 RBIs. The first offering in the dirt. Great save by Fuji. Jumping outside, making the grab on the one bounder. Runners at second, third, two down now. Number 9 batter Murata at the plate. Next pitch misses outside, ball 2. Bay Stars have scored one here in the bottom, or here in the top of the second inning. Trail this one by a score of 4-1. Hodges has his sign, comes set. And the pitch called strike one on the inside part of the plate. Almost hit Murata in the elbow there. But just got a piece of the plate. The next offering, misses high and tight. Ball three, one strike, three balls, now the count. The next offering, called strike two on the outside corner. Looked a little high to me, but... Hodges getting the call there. That brings the count full. Two strikes, three balls. Runners at second and third. Two down for the Bay Stars. And Murata steps out. The full count pitch misses low, ball four. Murata is on. That loads the bases back up for the Bay Stars with two out now. And number one batting, Ishii, coming to the plate. Ishii popped out to second, his first at bat. Hodges takes too long, and Ishii steps out just as Hodges finally comes set. The first pitch, called strike one on the inside part of the plate. Still misty here in Miyagi. Hodges comes set. Then the second offering, called strike two on the outside corner. Ishii can't believe it. He doesn't think that he could reach that ball. Nonetheless, two strikes, no balls, the count to Ishii. Hodges shakes off pitch, shakes off another, says no again, and Ishii steps out. Now Hodges comes set, and the pitch, low and away, ball one. Base is loaded for the Bay Stars here in the top of the second inning, trailing 4-1. Next pitch misses inside, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. So after two quick strikes, Hodges wastes a couple pitches. Hodges comes set, and the next pitch in the dirt. Third base umpire says no, Ishii did not swing. That brings the count full to Ishii Takudo. Hodges looks in. And he continues to look in. Finally comes set. And the next pitch, Ishii checks his swing, fouling the ball off to the left side. No play on that one. So we'll do it all again. Hodges turns and fakes a throw to second, but nobody's covering. Tanada returns to second. Now comes set again. The pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side. Ishii battling here with the count full. After being in the hole, two strikes, no balls. Battles way back to full count. Fouls a couple off. Full count. Bases loaded, two down. And the pitch swung on and fouled off. 3 foul balls in a row by Ishii. Hodges challenging him each time. Hodges shakes off a couple more signs and a third. Finally agrees to one. And the pitch. Check swing foul. Ishii continues battling, fouling 4 off in a row now after reaching full count, making Hodges work. You can also reach me at live@japanesebaseball.com. Next pitch, low and inside. Ishii checks his swing. Third base umpire says he swung! And that retires the side. So, for the Bay Stars, they get 1 run on 3 hits, a walk, and strand the bases loaded. At the end of 1.5 inning, the Tohoku Ducton Golden Eagles lead this one by a score of 4-1. Welcome back to Misty Miyagi. We've got the Yokohama Bay Stars being hosted by the Tohoku Ducton Golden Eagles. The Eagles lead this one by a score of 4-1 as we go to the bottom of the second inning. The Eagles will be sending up number 9 batter Fuji, followed by the top of the order in Isobe and Okihara. Bay Stars' second pitcher of the evening, Kato, remains on the mound. He came in, got the one out, Iida, in the first inning. And his first pitch to Fuji is called ball one. It's Fuji's 29th birthday today. And he takes called strike one down the middle. Fuji, I'm sure, would like to make this a memorable birthday. Swings at the next pitch, grounding it to third base. Third baseman Murata comes up with the ball, throws to first. And one is retired. Now back to the top of the order, Anisobe. Isobe drew a base on balls his first at bat. Came around to score when Yoshioka hit a base hit. He takes first pitch for a called strike one here in the bottom of the second inning with one out, nobody on. The second offering swung on and grounded to the right side. Second baseman Tanada has it, throws to first, two down. So that'll bring up Okihara. Okihara had a base hit up the middle his first at bat. Also came around and scored on Yoshioka's single to right. The first offering just misses inside, ball one. Wind picking up a little bit, blowing the mist sideways here at Miyagi Stadium. Next offering just misses outside, ball two. Kato trying to hit the corners and just missing. Kato comes set. And the third offering down the middle. No doubt about that one. Strike one. Kato throws a little bit sidearm. Gets his body way down low and throws the ball sidearm. Next pitch, swung on and fouled past third base bag. Foul. That evens the count at 2-2. After watching Lotte's submariner Watanabe pitch, he's got a very similar form, but he doesn't come nearly as low. Kato does. Next pitch. Okihara throws his bat out there, making contact with the ball. The bat going part way to shortstop. Ball going foul up the first base side. Okihara goes back to the on-deck circle and gets some sticky spray to spray on the handle of his bat. As it's very wet here. A mist, something that an umbrella doesn't do anything for. And the next pitch is swung on and grounded right up past Kato and inner center field for a base hit. That's two singles up the middle for Okihara this game. Ball just under Kato's right foot. So Kato's got two singles on the night. Two out base runner here, and that brings up number three batting, Tracy. Tracy popped out to Ishii in shallow left field. And he takes first pitch outside here for ball one. Kato comes set. And the next offering swung on, and this ball is going deep to right center. The right fielder comes over, and Kinjo catches the ball just in front of the warning track in right center. Kinjo had him played well toward center field, and it's a good thing, as that ball would have been a double into the gap had he not been playing him so well. So good defensive play by Kinjo in right field to make the catch. And the Eagles go down in four batters. There was a base hit, one left here in the second inning. And after two complete, the Tohokurakuten Golden Eagles continue to lead the Yokohama Bay Stars by a score of 4-1. Welcome back to Misty Miyagi Full Cast Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Leading off the top of the third inning is Koike, and he takes Hodges' first pitch up high for ball one. Next pitch down the middle on the inside part of the plate. Down the middle height-wise, that is. For a called strike one, evening the count at 1-1. Next pitch in the dirt outside. Fuji catches this one on a bound. Ball two. Hodges working fast with nobody on. Elsewhere today, there was only one other interleague makeup game. The Yakult Swallows played host to the Cebu Lions at Jingu Stadium and lost by a score of 11-1. The next pitch is swung on and hit into right field. Right fielder comes on and catches the blooping ball on a dead run on a slide coming in is Isobe. Nice catch by Isobe in right field for out number one. Anything I say there make sense? Koike bloops the ball into right field. Isobe runs in, makes a sliding catch for the first out. That brings up Kinjo, who takes the first pitch from Hodges down the middle for a called strike one. And the next pitch misses high and tight, ball two. Hodges really took forever looking in for a sign with runners on, but he's pitching really quick with nobody on. Next pitch misses low and away, ball two. One strike, two balls, now the count to Kinjo. We've got one out here in the top of the third inning. Rakuten leading this one 4-1. Next pitch misses outside, ball three. One strike, three balls, the count. The next offering swung on a grounder to the right side and threw into right field for a base hit. So the Bay Stars put a runner on with one out here in the top of the third inning. And that'll bring up number four batting, Sayaki. Sayaki, Tamura, and Taneda started off the second inning all with singles. Reminiscent of the machine gun Dustin of the late 1990s. Hodges throws over to first to keep Kinjo close. Kinjo back standing up. First pitch to Saeki is swung on and lifted to left field. Left fielder comes in a few steps, plants himself, and makes the catch for out number two. Kinjo returns to first base. That'll bring up Tamura. Tamura batting .347 on the year. Singled in the second inning. Takes first pitch outside for ball one. Tamura, the current batting, or number one batter, batting .347, just in front of Kanemoto, .344. And, of course, the current home run king with 21, compared to Kokubo's 19. And in RBIs, he's currently ranked third with 53. Quite a bit to go to reach 57. Takes the next two pitches for balls 2 and 3. No strikes, 3 balls to count to Tamura. So, does he have the go-ahead on no 3? First, Hodges throws over to first to keep Kinjo close. Tamura puts his little finger, his left little finger, over the handle, the end of the bat. Next pitch down the middle, looked at for strike one. There's no grip in showing on the bat as Tamura covers that little part that comes out with his finger. And Hodges throws inside for ball four to Tamura. That'll send Kinjo over to second base as Tamura takes the base on balls. And that'll bring up Taneda. Taneda has a very unique stance in the batter's box. It kind of reminds me of a kani, a crab. Batting .308 on the season, 5 home runs, 23 RBIs. Taneda singled up the middle, his first at bat. The first pitch misses outside for ball one. Runners at first and second, two out. Taneda the batter. Yokohama trailing this one, 4-1. Here in the top of the third inning. The next pitch is swung on and grounded to the left side. Shortstop has the ball, throws to second. Not in time! Safe! Everybody's safe. So an infield hit by Taneda. Okihara didn't have a play at first base on that as he made the play deep in the hole between second and third. So, with bases loaded, Suzuki-kun, designated hitter, comes up. Only batting .146 on the year. Suzuki has definitely seen better times With runners in scoring position, Suzuki is only 1 for 15. No home runs, 4 RBIs. Takes first pitch low and in for ball one. Seems to me he swung at that pitch his first at bat, so it's good that he's laying off that pitch. Suzuki really came through in 1998 when the Bay Stars went all the way. Next pitch, takes outside, ball two. Hodges coming in, then out. Trey Hodges, former Yakult Swallow, on the mound for the Ukden. The next pitch, called strike one on the outside part of the plate. A finer miss now at Miyagi Stadium than we had earlier. Still very misty. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off to the left side. That evens the count at 2-2. Suzuki at the plate. Bases are loaded with two down. Count 2-2. Here in the top of the third inning. Next pitch misses inside. Suzuki backs out of the way of that one. That brings the count full. At two strikes, three balls. So a base hit should score at least two here. If only Suzuki-kun can get that bat on the ball. Hodges looks in, shakes off a sign. And another one, and Suzuki steps out. It seems like the more runners are on base, the longer it takes Hodges to get a sign. Next pitch swung on and fouled off the first base side, past first base coach. So we'll do it all again. Full count. Bases loaded. Two down here in the top of the third inning. Yokohama down by a score of 4-1. The next pitch swung on and lifted high to the left side. Third baseman comes over, and next to the third base coach, Tracy makes the catch for out number three. So the Bay Stars load the bases again and strand them loaded yet again. Second time this evening. At the end of 2.5 innings now, the Bay Stars continue to trail this one by a score of 1-4. Welcome back to Misty Miyagi Full Cast Stadium. I'm Michael Westphal, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles are going to be sending up the heart of their order. Numbers 4, 5, 6, Yamasaki, Yoshida, and Takano. Yamasaki's batting .259 on the season with 10 home runs. Top of the third inning, Rakuten leading this one 4-1. Kato's first pitch misses outside for ball one. Kato, the Bay Stars' second pitcher of the evening. Yoshimi got the start, threw to seven batters in the first inning before being replaced with two down. Next pitch is grounded to short. Ishii, deep in the hole, throws on to first in plenty of time to get Yamasaki. One out. That'll bring up Yoshioka. Yoshioka's single in the first inning drove in two runs. Batting .252 now after that single. Kato comes set. And the first pitch is down low for ball one. Kato comes set again, pitching from the stretch despite nobody on. And the ball is poked through the right side and into right field for a base hit. Yoshioka's second base hit on the night. That'll bring up number six batter, left fielder Takano. Takano flew out to left center fielder, his first at bat. Takano's only batting .182 on the season with 5 home runs and 14 RBIs. The first pitch misses inside, ball one. Kato constantly missing with his first pitch this inning. Previous two batters making contact with second pitch. So the second pitch to Takano is called strike one on the outside corner. Kato comes set. And the 1-1 pitch swung on and fouled off Takano's front foot. He's rubbing his ankle. Left ankle for the right-handed batter. Trainer comes over with cold spray, sprays his ankle. Cold spray is some wonderful stuff. You don't feel the pain anymore. Question is it really good to not feel the pain? Takano looking like he doesn't feel any pain anymore in his left ankle. Stands in. And the 2-strike, 1-ball pitch. Swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Takano stands in again. And Kato comes set. And the pitch. Ooh, just misses inside. Ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. It doesn't look to me like Kato is really paying much attention to the runner at first base. I guess he does look over there just as he comes set. The next offering, swung on and grounded to shortstop. Ishii throws to second for one. The relay to first is in time. Double play. And that retires the side for the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles here in the third inning. They go down in order for the first time this game. And at the end of three complete, the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles continue to lead this one by a score of 4-1. Welcome back to Miyagi Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Bay Stars are going to be sending up numbers 8, 9, and 1 batters, Aikawa, Murata, and Ishii. Here in the top of the fourth inning, I'd like to say that I recently read Robert Fitz's books, Remembering Japanese Baseball, and as many of you have read and posted in the book reviews section, it was a very, very interesting read. The first pitch to Aikawa misses up high, ball one. Hodges still on the mound for the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles. Next pitch, swung on and grounded up the middle. Shortstop has the ball just back of second base bag and to the left. He makes a throw on to first for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up third baseman Murata. Hodges has thrown 68 pitches so far to 17 batters, given up just one run so far and five hits. Murata batting .252 with 11 home runs on the season. Takes strike one on the inside part of the plate. Murata drew a base on balls his first at bat. Next pitch misses in the dirt. Outside, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Hodges into the windup, and the pitch misses way up high. Ball two. One strike, two balls, now the count. In left field is Sekigawa now. Next pitch misses, ball three. One strike, three balls, the count to Murata. Let's see. Takano has been the left fielder up until now. Next pitch, swung on and hit into foul territory up above the first base dugout. That brings the count full. I believe that Sekikawa comes in for Takano, but I'm not sure right now. Next pitch fouled off to the right side and out of play. Count remains full with one out and nobody on here in the top of the fourth inning. Yokohama trailing this one 1-4. Next pitch misses way up high. Taken for ball four. And Munata draws his second base on balls this game. We go back to the top of the order in Ishii. Ishii has popped out to the second baseman and gone down swinging, failing to check his swing with bases loaded in the second inning, ending that rally. Batting 280 right now with three home runs. The first pitch to Ishii catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Ishii ready. Hodges comes set with a runner at first base. Next pitch misses outside. Ball one. 1-1. Remembering Japanese baseball, I really enjoyed the way you could see how one player saw something and then another player saw the exact same event slightly differently. Throw over to first and Murata's back hand first. Another throw over to first. This time he's in standing up. I don't have the book handy. I wish I did, because I would love to quote some of it to you. Next pitch misses outside, ball two. One strike, two balls the count. One thing that I must say, after reading all the book reviews about how seamlessly all of the talks seemed, I was slightly disappointed by it just didn't seem quite as seamless as some people made it sound. Next pitch misses outside, ball three. One strike, three balls to count. All three balls to Ishii, missing outside. The only strike just catching the outside corner, so he's been throwing Ishii outside. Next pitch misses outside, ball four. Tao Kantoku calls time and is coming out. He's talking to the umpire, so I'd say that there's going to be a pitching change here. We're only in the fourth inning. Hodges has thrown 80 pitches to 19 batters. He's walked four, struck out one, given up five base hits so far. And Ono pitching coach is coming in, and I cannot quote some of the things that Hodges is saying there as Ono pitching coach comes over to relieve him. And it's only the fourth inning. He's got a 4-1 lead. I can kind of understand why Hodges would be a bit upset here. But after back-to-back walks, after getting the first out here, Tao Kantoku isn't taking any chances. And I kind of understand Tao Kantoku here. He has seen so many games blown by his pitching staff. He wants to leave the pitchers in there, but he just can't. It's a tough call for Tao Kantoku. And pulling a starting pitcher in the fourth inning with a three-run lead. I'm not sure who to support on this one. Hodges is doing a very good job keeping his cool. He didn't go into the dugout and hit anything. He went in, sat down, grabbed a towel. He's going to watch as Ogata comes in to pitch. Ogata has a 12.00 ERA, giving up 8 runs, all earned, in 6 innings of work. Three of those 8 runs have been home runs. So Ogata comes in. He'll be facing Koike and Kinjo with runners at first and second and nobody out, or one out, here in the top of the fourth inning. But back to Remembering Japanese Baseball. That is really a very, very good book. And I would say that it would be a must-read for anybody who's going to come over and play ball here. Especially the more recent players give a great deal of good information of more recent ideas, how the game is played. And you can really see how the game has evolved over the years. The historical part. I really want to hear Kawakami. I really want to hear Nagashima. I really want to hear some of these more old-timers who really had a great deal of influence on the game. Nonetheless, Ogura is done with his warm-up pitches. Koike is in the right-handed batter's box. And the first pitch misses way outside. Ball one. Well, gee, Hodges could have done that. Yes, sarcasm. I've now confirmed Sekikawa is in the spot that Takano used to be in, the number 6 spot in the lineup. Next pitch just catches the outside corner for strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. So Sekikawa comes in to play left field at the top of this inning in place of Takano. The 1-1 offering is swung on and hit deep to left field. Left fielder going back at the wall on the warning track. Oh, and the ball bounces well in front of the warning track. One run is in. Two runs are in. No, just one run. Murata scores from second base, as left fielder Sekikawa had no idea where the ball was. Ishii goes over to third. And Koike has himself a double to left center. Sekikawa lost that ball. He went straight back to the fence, ran across the warning track towards center field, and the ball bounced in front of the warning track by about 2 meters. And nowhere near where Sekikawa was. So we've got one out, one run in now. Runners at second and third. And Kinjo at the plate, batting 332. And he's swinging at the first pitch, grounding it through the drawn-in infield. Ishii at home plate is calling Koike in. Koike comes sliding past home plate. And we have a tie ball game. Ogura not putting out the fire. Drawn in infield hurts the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles here as Kinjo drills the ball right in between the first and second baseman. There really wasn't much room in between the two, but the ball just got through there so quick. So we now have a 4-4 ball game. Runner at first base, one out. Saiki at the plate. Kinjo's two-run single, tying this ball game up. Ogura's first pitch to Saiki misses low and away for ball one. Tao Kantoku slouching there on the bench. Looks like he made the wrong call. Ogura comes set, throws over to first. Kinjo back hand first. And he's set. The next pitch misses low and in. Ball two. No strikes, two balls. Now the count. Ducton's second pitcher of the evening, Ogura on the mound. And his next pitch. Third base umpire says Saiki went around on the ball inside and low. Saiki fails to hold a swing for strike one. One strike, two balls, now the count. We've got a tie ball game now. Yokohama scoring three here. With one out, Hodges walks Murata and Ishii back to back. Next pitch misses just low and inside. Ball three. Hodges was removed after the back-to-back walks. Ogura comes in, and Koike drives one in with a double to left center. And Kinjo drives in two more with a single through the drawn-in infield to right. Saiki takes strike two on the outside part of the plate, bringing the count full. One out, runner at first base, Saiki the batter. 4-4 tie. And the Shobu pitch taken for ball four inside. The appeal to third says he did not swing. So that puts runners at first and second, one out still. Ogura has come in and not gotten anybody out. That brings up Tamura. Tamura has singled and walked so far this game. Mist blowing pretty hard now here at Miyagi Fullcast Stadium. The first pitch misses low and away. Ball one. or low one just over the outside part of the plate. I'll give him the outside part of the plate there. Tamura, currently the leading batter and home run king in the Central League, takes the next pitch for a called strike one on the inside corner. Tamura currently ranked third in RBIs as well. Prime Triple Crown candidate. Well, he's going to have to get quite a few more RBIs to be anywhere there. The 1-1 pitch misses up high, ball two. Following Tamura is Taneda, who has a pair of base hits so far this game. One strike, two balls to count. Next pitch, called strike two on the outside corner. That evens the count at 2-2. Tamura didn't really like that call. Thought it was a little outside. Ogura came set and then stepped off the rubber, went to the rosin bag. Tamura, ready in the batter's box. Little finger covering the little nub at the end of the bat. And the 2-2 pitch swung on and going foul into the stands in right field. That ball was deep. Not quite enough to get over the fence, but almost there. Ogura looks in for a sign. And comes set. Next pitch, swung on, fouled off, and out of play. Right side, just right of the backstop. We have runners at first and second, one out. Here in the top of the fourth inning. Yokohama has three runs in so far. Hodges, who started the game, came out after back-to-back walks with one out. Ogura has yet to get a runner out since coming in. Next pitch misses way low and away. Ball three. Good stop by Fuji, the catcher. Ogura looks in for a sign. Says yes to the first one. And the pitch. Misses high and away, ball four. So the bases are now loaded. And Taneda, who is 2-for-2 so far tonight, comes up to the plate. But before that, Ono pitching coach comes out and is heading to the mound. I'd say we've got another pitching change. Ogura has come in, given up a double, a single, and back-to-back base on balls. He has gotten nobody out. Allowed the two runners Hodges had allowed on base to score and has allowed the tying run, which is credited to him, to cross the plate. But it looks like Goguda is going to stay in there. He'll be facing Tanaka, batting 311 on the season. 2-for-2 so far this evening. Those two against Hodges. And he's swinging at the first pitch, grounding it up the middle. Second baseman has the ball, but bobbles the ball. It keeps the ball in front of him. Comes up with the ball and has nowhere to throw. The Bay Stars take a 5-4 lead. And that brings Tao Kantoku out. He's seen enough. I'd say that's an error on the second baseman. So, Ogata, still unable to get an out. Is going to be replaced. I believe I heard the announcer say Watanabe Koki. Watanabe Koki has an 0.96 ERA on the season. Generally used for just a couple innings of work. He's had 5 appearances, allowed 2 hits, no home runs, walked 7, struck out 8, and has only given up 1 run, that run being earned. So, while Watanabe comes in for some warm-up pitches, let's do a quick review of the game. The Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles scored first in the first inning. A base on balls to Isobe, followed by a base hit to Okihara, put runners at first and second after Tracy popped out to the shortstop. Yamasaki drew a base on balls to load the bases. Yoshioka singled to right field, scoring 2 of those batters. Takano then popped out to left field. And Sakai doubled to left center, driving in 2 more, putting the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles up by a score of 4-1 at the time. Yokohama scored first in the top of the second. Single by Saeki, single by Tamura, single by Tanaka, loaded the bases, and Suzuki grounded out to the first baseman to score the first run of the game. The Eagles answered with 4 in the bottom. Oh, that was the first. I'm sorry. I'm getting a little confused here. Rakuten scored 4 in the first, Yokohama 1 in the second, and Yokohama has put together 4 so far here in the fourth inning. They have bases loaded, 1 out, Suzuki at the plate. Suzuki drove in that first run, his on the ground out to first, with 4-run lead. Rakuten conceded that one. But Yokohama is now up by a score of 5-4. Watanabe is done with his warm-up pitches, and his first pitch to Suzuki is low, ball 1. Rakuten really needs somebody to throw strikes around here. Suzuki really struggling these past couple of seasons. Mainly struggling with injuries. Next pitch, fouled off and out of play, back behind the backstop. Miss coming down right field toward home plate now. It was coming down from left field earlier. The next pitch called, strike two. Nice pitch. Watanabe looks in. Left-handed pitcher has the sign, comes set. And the next pitch is swung on and fouled off past the first base coach's box. Base is loaded. Baystars up 5-4 here in the top of the fourth inning. Mist continues to come down. Actually, it looks like it's starting to turn to rain. Next pitch misses inside. Ball two. 2-2 the count. Suzuki stands in. Watanabe set. And the pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. That's the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up Aikawa. Aikawa is 0-2 so far tonight. Grounded out to the pitcher and grounded out to the shortstop so far. So he's been hitting the center line so far this evening. Base is loaded. First pitch to Aikawa. Called strike one on the outside corner. Aikawa's batting 243 on the season. Getting full-time catching duty for the Bay Stars this year. The next pitch is swung on and lifted to right field. Right fielder going back into the corner. And he makes the catch. Isobe makes a great running catch going into the corner. Right field for the third out of the inning. So, for the third inning in a row, the Bay Stars strand the bases loaded. They have had so many opportunities this game. But, here in the fourth inning, they have finally made one of those opportunities pay off, scoring four runs on just two hits and one error. Three base on balls. And at the end of 3.5, the Yokohama Bay Stars now take the lead by a score of 5-4. Welcome back to Miyagi Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Yokohama Bay Stars have turned this game around with four runs in the fourth inning and now lead this one by a score of 5-4. The Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles are sending up the bottom of their order in Sakai, Iida, and Fuji, numbers 7, 8, and 9. On the mound for Yokohama is their second pitcher, Kato, who's been in there since the first inning. And his first pitch to Sakai as the rain starts pouring down misses outside for ball one. Next pitch swung on and fouled off to the right side. Strike one. Evens the count at 1-1. And the rain is really coming down now. After just being a light mist, almost a feel-good kind of light mist, relieving any kind of heat that might have been in the air, the rain is really coming down, and it's getting hard to see. The 1-1 pitch misses inside. Ball two. One strike, two balls. And the umpires are saying, let's head inside. We've got a rain delay here at Full Cast Stadium. We're going to take a short break. Don't know what to do during a rain delay. I really don't have that much information. The only other game today is already done. The Yakult Swallows lost to the Cebu Lions by a score of 11-1. Cebu really dominating the last interleague game they had. Let's see, we can go over the standings now. The Chibolote Marines, victors of interleague play with their win yesterday, lead the Pacific League 48-19 for a 7-16 winning percentage. SoftBank Hawks came up just one game shy of Lotte in interleague play. They're 3.5 games back in the Pacific League, 46-24 with one tie for a 6.57 winning percentage. The Cebu Lions are 17 games back with a 32-37 record. Oryx are also 17 games back, 30-35 with three ties, so slightly worse winning percentage, 462 compared to Cebu's 464. Nippon Ham Fighters are 29-36 with two wins or two ties and a 439 winning percentage, 18.5 games back. And these very same Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles are 18-50 with 2.65 winning percentage and a whopping 30.5 games behind the Chibolote Marines. A 5.63 ERA is really crippling Rakuten, and their offense, only batting .235, is also worst in both leagues. Although the second place Junichi Dragons in the Central League really aren't that far behind. Oh, yes, they are. That's a 4, not a 2. Oh, well, no, that's a 4, not a 3. 2. Ah, okay. Anyway, let's go over to the Central League. The Hanshin Tigers are leading the Central League with a 36-27 and three ties record for a 5.71 winning percentage. Chunichi Dragons are only two games out, 35-30, with a 538 winning percentage. Yakult Swallows are 32-29 with no ties, 525 winning percentage, and only three games back. These very Yokohama Bay Stars have managed to get up to 500 with their win yesterday yet again, but they've had a really hard time breaking past that 500 barrier. They're 30-30 right now with two ties, only 4.5 games back, so they're still very much in the thick of things in the Central League. The Yomiuri Giants falling on their face this year, 28-33 with four ties, a 4.59 winning percentage, a 4.59, sorry, winning percentage, and seven games back behind the Hanshin Tigers, their arch nemesis. The Hiroshima Toyo Carp are 24-37 with two ties for a 3.93 winning percentage and 11 games back. Hiroshima's pitching's doing better than the Giants. 4.59 compared to 4.61. But the two worst pitchers in the Central League are the bottom two teams, as is quite often the case. I'm going to sign off for a little bit. I'll play a little bit of music for you, and we'll see if we can't come back. The rain is coming down really hard, and I don't think the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles want to call this a game today, but it really depends on what the weather is going to be like tomorrow. Here in the Kanto area, we're expecting sun, and I believe that the rain should be clearing out there in the northern region tomorrow. So maybe it would be better to have this game played tomorrow afternoon. For the time being, I'll give you some music and I'll come back as more information becomes available. We've got the Yokohama Bay Stars leading this one 5-4 in the bottom of the fourth inning, as we go to rain delay. It's still raining here in Sendai. I'm checking weathernews.jp. I've zoomed in all the way to Sendai on the Weather Channel. And they predict 0 millimeters of rain between 8 and 9 and 9 and 10 and 10 and 11. So it looks like the Weather Channel or Weather News information is rather off this evening for Sendai, because the rain is coming down hard. Kalasko, the mascot for the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles, the black mascot, like Black Hoshi for the Yokohama Bay Stars, is out entertaining the crowd, riding his motorcycle, standing on his motorcycle, riding it in the pouring rain. He climbed up the left field wall, shook hands with fans out there. A lot of fans have gone home. The fans were out there in pretty good numbers with the light mist that had hung over the stadium through most of the first four innings. But here in the bottom of the fourth, just as the bottom of the fourth was getting underway, the rain really started pouring down. We're still in rain delay here at Miyagi Fullcast Stadium. Yokohama Bay Stars leading this one 5-4. It's not an official game, as we have not yet completed five innings. Or is it 4.5 you have to finish? Nonetheless, we're still in rain delay. I'll have more information as we have it.